In this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave. And in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. Sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. And in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to save. I'll sing thy power to save. God, I'll sing thy power to save. And in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing thy power to
Sparky Rucker. Sparky's recordings, as well as Ethel's and all the performers, will be having recordings and t-shirts and other items of interest for sale in the lobby. Now, the sound crew warned me that this was a monster set change, that they're bearing down on me now with this piano. Now many MCs would worry about that, but not me. I have a long list of thank yous here. This is the final concert of our final weekend, of our final week of the long summer program. And there's a lot of people who've put in incredible amounts of effort to make this happen. Over the course of the summer, we had, I believe, over 2,000 students and a staff and list of instructors and volunteers that brought the total participation to somewhere around 3,000 people who've come here over the course of the last 5 weeks, and you are among them, so let's give ourselves a round of applause. There were over 100 workshops. I believe this is our, let me see now, 8, 9, 10, 11th concert, is that right? So a lot of work, and a lot of people have spent time on it. In my particular capacity, I've had reason to be very thankful for the participation of a lot of our local radio, television, and newspapers, and I've never mentioned them by name, but I would like to right now thank WDNE Radio, WELK Radio, and particularly the spots they had that were sponsored by the Citizens Bank, and WETV, our local cable station. Let's give them a round of thanks. This year, for the first time, a local bank, Citizens Bank, sponsored twice a day a report called Today at Augusta. And every day, Larry Smith would report on what was going on, either picking in the park or a concert or a dance. It was tremendous, and I really want to thank Citizens Bank for that support. We also got tremendous support this year from our local newspaper. Every week, they ran a picture and a press release, and I don't think they hardly edited a word. It was the Elkins Intermountain, and they really got behind us this year, and I'd like to thank them publicly for all their support. Thank you, Elkins Intermountain. One thing that you really don't see when you come here is the tremendous amount of encouragement and support and cooperation we get from Davis and Elkins College. A lot of you don't realize that summer school is in session for a lot of this. We get tremendous encouragement and support in many, many ways from Davis and Elkins College and their administration. And I'd like to mention in particular President Dr. McConkie. Let's give them a lot of thanks. And how about the sound crew? Actually, quite seriously, they do a tremendous job. They set up and tear down. They're here all afternoon doing sound checks. And one individual who we haven't thanked, to my knowledge, by name, all summer long, even though he's been sitting out there mixing and mixing and mixing and responsible for the sound that you actually hear, is Chris Pascal. Thank you, Chris. The full-time staff of Augusta is a crew of about 8 people, and we work pretty hard, and we have a very hard-working crew that comes in and just hits the ground running and joins us for 5 or 6 weeks and coordinates all kinds of unpredictable events. And I'd like to single out one individual for thanks, not to slight anyone else, but those of us who've been in the office are just amazed at the flexibility and good humor of Martha Tyner. Martha, thank you very much. The majority of Augusta's programming is supported by the students who come and pay tuition to attend the workshops. As I mentioned, it's a tremendous undertaking. We get a lot of participation, and that supports the majority of our programs. However, we do receive grant support, and tonight's concert in particular was supported in part by grants from the Mid-Atlantic Arts Foundation, West Virginia Department of Culture and History, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Let's thank them. On a personal note, I'd like to see Jesse Helms come here and see what the NEA is doing with our tax dollars. And also, on a personal and professional note, I would like to single out one more person who I think single-handedly is responsible for more of what you see, hear, and do here at Augusta than any other. There's an individual who, since 1981, has worked tirelessly and with tremendous creativity and energy and humor, and she's a wonderful boss, and I think that she deserves a public round of applause, Margot Blevin. I can't see her, but here she is, Margot. And how about that sound crew? They're done. We have one more act before the intermission, and I believe this is going to be a significant one, as you can tell from the size of the setup here. Walt Michael and Company are from the Hudson Valley, up around New York, and they're currently on a national tour with a group called Shetland's Young Heritage, and you'll hear more about them later. But this tour not only includes stops at the prestigious Augusta Heritage Center, but also the Smithsonian Institution and the Philadelphia Folk Festival and a number of other venues across country. They are Flying Fish recording artists. Their latest CD is called Stepping Stone. And as you can see, they feature a hammer dulcimer and a number of other instruments and reflect a multicultural approach, which springs largely from their travels, especially to Scotland and Shetland. I think you're going to enjoy them. Let's bring them out here, Walt Michael and Company.
Thank you, and good evening. Well, I'd like to introduce everyone in the band first. If I had known 20 years ago that I could be playing with these musicians, I would have done everything exactly the same. Over here on bass from Oneonta, New York, he helped teach our hammer dulcimer class. This is Tom Wetmore.
Tommy!
And new to the Augusta stage, but not new to fiddling by any means, two of the Northeast's finest people and musicians, and especially fiddlers. Over here on my far right from Guilderland, New York, a journeyman fiddler, this is Frank Orsini. And from Kingston, New York, just in the shadow of Woodstock, You've heard his fiddling with Fiddle Fever and his arrangement of the Ashokan Farewell. Wonderful fiddler, Evan Stover. We'd like to start off by thanking our students who made all this possible this week. And you really were wonderful to us and to our friends from Shetland, and we hope to see you again. Thank you so much. Chinky Pin Hunting and Rock the Cradle Joe, and we'll do this for Mom. Thank you very much. We'd like to do a tune written by our old friend John Kirk, who used to play in the band. And it's appropriate for West Virginia, I think. The name of this tune is Wind in the Hollow, or Wind in the Holler. Actually, we were out west recently, and I said, what do you call a holler out here? Where were we? We were in Arizona, I guess. They said, a canyon. So. I'd like to thank all the folks here who work with Elder Hostel and all the folks who attended Elder Hostel. I think it's really important that that happen here. And let's give a hand to all the folks who make that happen.
Yeah!
I haven't spoken to anybody official here at Augusta, but I'm sure that All the folks at Augusta would love to see you Elder Hostel folks come back as full-time students next time. This is a Bruce Phillips song, and it has a great chorus. And we have a sing-along rule. Of course, you probably don't need it at Augusta, but the way it works is every time you don't sing on the chorus, we just make up another verse. It's a Good Night Loving Trail, which was a cattle drive trail that ran from New Mexico and up through Colorado and out into Kansas. And it's the trail where Will Rogers learned all of his roping skills. The old woman referred to as the old cook, the old cowboy, who can no longer ride with the younger boys, but is the keeper of the song and the holder of wisdom. Good night, loving trail.
Curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, you'd be the king. On the good night trail, on the loving trail. Our old woman's lonesome tonight, and your French harp blows like a lone bawling calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. With your snake oil and herbs and your liniment too, you can do anything that a doctor can do, except find a cure for your own rotten stew. On the good night trail, on the loving trail. Our old woman's lonesome tonight, and your French harp blows like a lone bawling cat. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Well, the cook fire's out and the coffee's all gone. The boys are all up and we're raising the dawn. And you're still sitting there lost in a song. Wearing an apron instead of a name. No one can change it, and no one's to blame. 'Cause the desert's a book wrote in lizard and sage. It's easy to look like an old torn out page, all faded and cracked with the colors of age. On the good night trail, on the loving trail, our old woman's lonesome tonight, and your French harp blows like a lone bawling calf. It's a wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light.
come to the conclusion that if I could just sing in Ethel's choir every Sunday, that's all the music I would need. This is a song written by Pierce Pettis from the state of Alabama. And well, it's my favorite song these days. It's called Legacy. It was passed down to me, a poor dirt farmer, a skinny mule. He parts the red clay like it was the Red Sea. It is a legacy, both me and you. You are a black man, I am a white man. Both come from the Southland. We're both doing the best we can. Well, the Grim Reaper was my brother's keeper. The way my brother was kept, small wonder Jesus wept. It is a legacy passed down to you and me. What we learn to believe, we never question these things. It is a legacy. It's a wild and bitter seed blown across these fertile fields where the roots run deep. Men down here in Bubba Land, what's in a name? We're both living rent to rent, some on the government. We are quite different, we are the same. It is a legacy passed down to you and me. What we learn to believe, we never question these things. It is a legacy. It's a wild and bitter seed blown across these fertile fields where the roots run deep. Sundays we congregate, praise Jesus past the plate, sitting in our Sunday best, singing hymns and mopping sweat. We sing the golden rule in separate Sunday schools, in a house long divided against itself. It is a legacy passed down to you and me. What we choose to believe, we dare not question these things. It is a legacy. It's a wild and bitter seed blown across these fertile fields where the roots run deep.
the roots run deep.
Thank you very much. Well, we've had quite an adventuresome past couple of weeks. A couple years ago, we went to the Shetland Folk Festival, and we walked into a room in the midst of that festival and encountered about 20 young people playing the fiddle like you wouldn't believe. We were all sort of standing around like slack-jawed bimbos watching this happen. Incredible musicians, and we found out that these musicians were the result of one person's hard work and vision, a fellow by the name of Tom Anderson, who retired at the age, I think, of around 60 or 65, and spent the next 25 years of his life working with the children of Shetland to preserve their heritage and to create some great fiddlers. You know, may know Ali Bain as being one of them. We found out that when we were in Shetland that Tom Anderson had a dream that these students of his would eventually make it to America and perform for you. And we came back from Shetland determined to make that happen. So here we are on the dream tour, fulfilling Tom Anderson's dream. I'd like to present Shetland's Young Heritage. Katrina, what do we have picked out for the folks?
Well, we're going to play a couple of tunes. First one's a universally known tune called Soldier's Joy. We're going to do it, first of all, the Scottish way, and then we're going to do the Shetland version. And then we're going to play another very well-known tune, but from over here, called Arkansas Traveller.
In honor of our new president, who is open to the arts and music. Thank you. we've had quite a week here, and we'd like to have Margot come up on the stage. Yes, you, Margot Blevin. Yes. This is Gina Johnston, and she will be leaving. When are you leaving, Gina?
Tomorrow.
She's been with us for the first week, and she's going back so she can, what are you gonna do?
Work.
Come on up, Margot. And we're gonna miss Gina a lot, so we'd like to have her say goodbye for all of us. And what do you have for Margot?
I've got a pennant here with a Shetland crest on it. It's the same as the one on our Dream Tour t-shirt. And a tape of the Shetland Young Heritage. We'd just like to say thank you very much for having us here in Augusta. It's been a great week. We've all been at various classes and enjoyed it thoroughly, learnt lots of tunes and met lots of lovely people. We'll certainly be recommending it to our friends back home, so thank you very much. Thank you.
When we played in Shetland, we came playing a Tom Anderson tune, and we didn't realize how important a tune it was to be playing at the time. The name of the tune is The Slocket Light, which means the light which has gone out. And Tom had written it in memory of his wife, and as I understand, as he viewed sort of the remnants of his home. Is that correct? Yeah, and what was the name of the town?
Ishness.
Ishness. Say it for me better.
Ishness.
Ishness. We played the tune at the festival, and we noticed at times people standing when we played it, and what's going on? We found out that this was the tune that Tom had requested these students to play at his funeral. So, we're very proud and honored to have them here and to honor Tom Anderson at this moment with The Slocket Light. And I'm sure Tom would want me to be in tune. Is that not right? I have one note up here. Thank you.
Walt Michael and Shetland's Young Heritage. As long as you're standing, you might as well take an intermission. We'll be back in 15 minutes.